Enbridge says the report doesn't find fault with workers or anyone. Just a situation outside the experience of the crews caused the November 28th tragedy. Enbridge spokeswoman Denise Hampshire says that they were repairing a stretch of pipeline near Clearbrook, Minnesota, replacing it with an 11-foot stretch of pipe.
There was more exposed pipe than normal. The pipeline was not fully anchored. The couplings released and sprayed oil. And then a heater that had been on the side of the trench preparing to warm the area for the welders who come in after the couplings are put in place to weld it, that heater ignited the crude oil.
The crude that sprayed the heater was a mist which made it flammable. Hampshire says several workers were on scene.
The two employees of Enbridge were not able to flee the site, so David Masati Jr. and Steve Arnovich unfortunately succumbed.
This report has been sent to the U.S. Pipeline Safety Office, which is conducting its own investigation. Families and friends of the victims have also been told of the report. The November tragedy is the worst for Enbridge since 1949. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.